Welcome to the Stone World Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Camry, and with me today is Jennifer Riccinelli. How are you, Jen?
I'm good, Jason. And how are you?
My brain is shot because people won't hear the first part of this, but I accidentally introduced myself as you, so that's how my days go.
And I said, happy Monday.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's tough, but so I'm excited to be here for this podcast to talk to you, because if you haven't listened to part one of our SFA podcast, you should probably do that first, because some of this might not make sense. But make sure you listen to that first. We go over the first 3 days of the trip and everything that goes into it and all the fun stuff and kind of a little bit of the backstory. This will be part two, and we're just going to go over the last 2 days and some other general stuff about the SFA and the trip and whatnot. So I guess let's dive right in.
Yes, pick up where we left off.
Yeah, so start of the second day, we did our favorite thing in the world, which was get on the bus and drive somewhere. And we went over to Donatoni. And I have to say, like, I like Donatoni. Luca Donatoni is always fun to be around. It's a fun place because it is the cleanest place that they make things, right? So they make the machines in there, in the facility, and it is spotless. I don't know how they do it, but it's so clean. It's like a hospital, like sterile of box. Wow. Like it's fascinating to see. And I swear every time I get there, it's whiter. Like they just must repaint the walls every single year. It's so nice to look at.
That's great to hear.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really, really cool. But they, Luca gave us a tour, and again, they assemble all their machines there. So they kind of showed the different types of machines they assemble. They showed the process in which it it's assembled. They showed kind of the different departments they have. So like if you call it customer service or whatever, like you saw the area in which customer service answers the phone and whatever. Then we saw another area of they're designing the machines on AutoCAD or whatever, but like the design process of things, you got to see a little bit of that too, which is pretty cool. The fun thing that was really nice about it is near the end, when we're touring everything, we got to a back section where they had a bunch of machines running. So we can watch their machines, cut porcelain. We can watch the machines cut, some pretty hard quartz, different things. Kind of the joke there was they were talking about, what should we cut? What should we do? And Luca made the comment of, well, whatever's the hardest thing to cut, that's what we should do, to show them that our machines can handle it. So that was really cool to see everything get cut, to use. They had a separate stand that just showed off the computer software for the Donatoni's machines, which is, I think this is one of the things that impresses most fabricators about Donatoni saws. Obviously they make great equipment, but a lot of people like their software and how it works and how basically intuitive it is. I mean, it's very, very simple. I am not a fabricator, but I could probably figure out how to program that machine from their quick, it was like a 1 hour demonstration that they showed me because I was just watching it.
That's great.
Yeah. So it was really cool. I mean, we sat there and watched it for quite some time. We also got gelato. So that always has to be pointed out because that's always good. Exactly. So, they also showed off some fun things that they've done. They had like a sculpture of like Batman, right, that they use saws and different CNC machines on to make, which was really, really cool. And again, just to show off what their machines are capable of doing. So that was pretty neat. So we got back on a bus after that to go to Chitco, which is a fabricator that caters to very, 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 very high-end clientele and makes some amazing pieces that are hard to put into words, but it's unlike anything you'll ever see. And they use almost exclusively Donatoni equipment. So, they took us there to go see this stuff. And when you're there, one of the things they walk you through is kind of like a bunch of their, it's basically artwork at this point. It's not even like just like a countertop, right? It's art that they're making and some of the cool things they've done and the patterns and the texture and the feel and all this fun stuff. And then you go into the back and it just looks like a regular fabrication shop, like basically slightly bigger, but basically how anyone else's fabrication shop would be. So that was pretty cool. I think for a lot of fabricators, it showed not only the capabilities of what Donatoni could do, but there is this crazy market out there for people that want really expensive, nice looking stone pieces or stone furniture. There was a lot of stone furniture, which was
very cool.
Awesome. Yeah. So it was really fun to see. And again, I think it got some of the wheels turning for a lot of people of, again, how to present yourself. Because when you walked in, it was very, very beautiful. When you see like all the art, like it was very, very beautiful in the way I did things, to kind of get you in that process of like, this is how I should reorient my business and how I should approach things as a fabrication shop. Because that's at heart what they are. It's just a fabrication shop.
Wow. Pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It was very, very neat. And then, okay. So after that, we had another transfer over to 10X. So 10X, everyone should know who 10X is at this point. So hopefully I don't have to go over that. They make every single adhesive, sealer, pad, saws. I mean, they make everything. But so they showed us kind of behind the scenes of, you know, how these different glues, epoxies, resins, whatever else are made. So we got to walk through the facility and the plants, and this is how it's made. This is what it takes to produce these things. You know, all that fun stuff. They showed us how they like stress test some of their stuff with either simulating UV light or like basically freeze thaw cycles, but it's not really freezing cycles. It's like, you know, hot cold cycles basically. They show us different simulations on how they do this so that they can test their things and they can give accurate information to fabricators. And at the end of it, they had hands-on demonstrations of like, okay, this is how this sealer works and what it looks like and how you should apply it, or this epoxy or whatever else, right? So I think it's fun for fabricators to kind of do a little bit of hands-on stuff too. Even though that's what they do all day, every day, you know, sometimes it's a product you haven't maybe used in the past that you can,
right,
that you can play around with a little bit and you're not spending your money doing so.
Exactly. So
that was really fun.
Covered all their bases. It seems like you were at all different types of companies. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. This, this trip, a big shout out to the SFA. I mean, they really did, I think, a really great job covering everything, putting together some, you know, really great companies for us to visit, a great group, obviously. So it was really, really cool to be a part of all that. But yeah, 10X again is always kind of like in a league of its own and what it does. So it's fun to see it and see that process. Yeah. So after that, we got on another bus, and this one was very, very close, if I remember correctly. Actually, Don Antonio 10X might have been kind of close too, but we went to Antolini.
Yes.
Maybe not. I don't know. What I will say is Antolini is quite the experience. It's one of those things that I forgot who said it. I don't remember if it was Mike or it might have been Mike that said it, or Eric. But basically, you know, this is something where they pull back the curtain on a lot of stuff at Antolini that like you would not be able to see any other time. I mean, there is stuff that you can't mention that, you know, you've seen, and it's absolutely like a mind blowing. It's amazing to see. It's really cool stuff. And there's, you know, how they do some of their slabs, because they have like a whole new, I guess it's a new line basically, but they call things like wow and OMG and something else and other initials and whatever. And they kind of show you a bit of how they do that and what the process is like. And then to just walk through Antolini is just, I mean, it's huge.
Amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy. And like we walk through their slab showroom and to see all the different types of material and stone that they have and just the polish. I mean, it's so beautiful in the way they do things. And it's so amazing. And I think every aspect of it, people kind of get their mind blown just a little bit more. And Antolini does a really good job. Not only do they have a great product, but they also do a very good job of marketing it. And I think a lot of fabricators look at that marketing. They go, that's kind of what my business is missing. And they take bits and pieces from that tour, you know, or how the presentations are done or whatever else, especially from Antolini. And I think that's a big thing that they incorporate in their business back at home. So that was fun. There was again, a lot to see. And if you talk to anyone who's been to Antolini on the SFA trip, they will probably tell you that a big part of the trip was worth going to just to see some of the stuff there. Cause it's crazy stuff. So, but that was the end Was that the end? Yeah, that was the end of our second to last day. Well, it's like the last like work trip day. And then we had a very lovely dinner that night. And then we went over the last day. Our trip started at Santa Margarita.
Okay.
And for those that know, they make quartz. So this was like the last thing that we kind of haven't seen. No, this is the second to last thing that we haven't seen was quartz, right? We haven't watched any quartz being made. So we went through the lines, got to see how quartz is made, how it's processed, all that fun stuff. They had a little showroom, which was really cool. I don't know how much I'm allowed to talk about, so I will just briefly mention that they
have a lot of top secret things, it seems.
You do get a lot of top secret things. that is something you get. And I mean, maybe they figure by the time anyone goes to a trade show, it will be out, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
But what they had was a much thinner quartz material, much thinner than you may be used to. It was fascinating to watch how it's made. But just keep an eye out, you know, on Santa Margarita. I'm sure they will be showing it off. If they're not already, they might already be showing it off at different trade shows. But they have a much thinner quartz product they're making now, which was really cool to see. It was something new and something different. So that was fun. That was fun to see. And it was fun to walk through it and get to see again the technology and how this stuff is made, because a lot of fabricators don't actually see how quartz is made. So
right.
That was very cool. And then we went over another 2-hour ride over to Lapitech. And this is why I said that, you know, there's one last thing that we haven't really seen, which is, what would that be? Sintered surfaces.
Yeah.
They call it something specific. And I think it was sintered, because there's like definitions now that matter and whatever. So Lapitech, if I got that wrong, I apologize, but, their facility is always fun. It's always really cool. But one of the coolest things with it is in the front, they have kind of like a display showroom area, and they have like a kitchen redone, and they have, you know, built right into their product burners where they just sat there and made coffee. And then
that's great.
Slightly to the left of it, they had basically a frozen part of their countertop. So it could get down to freezing temperatures, 32 degrees Fahrenheit, wow. 0 degrees Celsius. And like you put cups there and like the water would get extremely cold. Like it was so cool to see like, yeah.
Technology at work. That's amazing.
And it was like 2 feet apart, maybe. Like, I mean, same slab. And they showed us how it works and how they do and whatever. But it's stuff like that that's really cool. And they showed some other cool stuff you can do with it. They kind of joked about that, like probably no one would ever do this because it would take you forever to do it, but you can do it, which is really cool. One of the most fascinating things about Lapitech this year was they really pulled back the curtain on this trip. We got to see start to finish, yeah, pretty much all the way through how Lapitech is made. And they legit showed it. The entire process. I mean, walk through the entire process, and that, you know, with some other companies that make products somewhat similar to this, that's not always the case. That you don't always get to see this stuff. So that was really, really cool. You know how this works. Because one thing, like being told how it works, because they, in the past, a lot of companies would just tell you how this stuff would work, but to actually see it was really neat. So that was really fun. That was really
nice. That brings it to a whole new level.
Mm-hmm. It absolutely does. So that was cool. That was fun. And then the last stop of the day was over to Breton. And we finished over at Breton, which is really, really cool. Breton is just, I mean, again, when we talk about Antolini being a massive complex, so is Breton. I mean, it's a huge place to go to. There's a lot to see, a lot to walk around to. And they gave us quite a great tour of just what they're building. How the building process works, how their machines are designed and made. I mean, they really walked us through everything. The one critique I will have is they have a lot of steps. We went up so many small steps and down steps and up steps and down steps and up steps and down steps just to get to like 20 feet over. But it was just hilarious at the time. But it was such a cool campus to see. It was really, really fun. It was neat also, again, once again, we kind of mentioned this before in the other podcast, to see machines that aren't necessarily always used in the stone industry. They had other machines that are made for other industries as well. So you get to see kind of what other industries are doing, how they're approaching things with their machine work, all that kind of fun stuff. So we got to see that. And again, it was very nice that Breton, once again, they pulled that curtain back a little bit, and we really got to see a lot of cool stuff, stuff I've never seen before, especially, you know, from a machine shop, of how things are put together, how things work, how things are designed, call centers, all that fun stuff, and some things that they're working on in the future, which was really cool that hopefully down the road, maybe we'll get to see. I don't know. But that was the end of the official going to see places. I think everyone was very excited because the next day we actually got to sleep in a little bit, which was phenomenal. And then we got to experience Venice, hang out there, and then have a nice, a very lovely dinner that last night. And then everyone had to get up early and fly out the next day, which is always fun.
Yes, especially when y'all dinners can go late into the night.
Yeah, we closed the restaurant down. We were definitely the last people there by far. And for those that know, that Venice is, you know, it's an island, right? So it's a little hard to get on and off that thing, especially late at night. So that was quite the experience, to say the least.
I can imagine.
Yeah, it was something. But yeah, it was really great. Once again, like overall the trip, I mean, I can't stress enough that like if you're part of the SFA or not a part of the SFA, I mean, this is definitely worth looking into because you get to see things that are truly once in a lifetime things that, you know, even here in the States, you don't get to see this stuff. You know, it's even if you contact these companies to ask to do these things, they probably won't do it for you, right? Like, unless you're a part of this group. Like, so it's truly something that you can't ever normally see. And I think every single fabricator is there. You know, there was a fabricator there that was just a one-man show. That's it. It was just him. And we had other fabricator who had like 130 employees, right? So they were all over the place. Some had been doing fabrication for a handful of years, some 20, 30, 40 years. Every single person in that group learned something that they believe can improve their business and made it worth their time. And so that's why I think no matter what size fabricator you are, how much experience, doesn't matter. It's worth getting involved in the SFA, learning more about what they do, and trying to see if that's something that makes sense for you, makes sense for them, makes sense for everyone, and being a part of, because it's truly phenomenal.
Absolutely, and it's a great networking. You spend so much time for what, over a week on the bus touring these companies, dinners, that you get to share experiences and meet new people, and you know, maybe you have something in common, or maybe you learn something from someone else, one of your peers there, because they do have a bigger shop, and how did they transition, and you're a little guy and you're thinking about it. So
yeah, you're right. With the contacts you make with companies, obviously great, obviously cool, but you're 100% right in that with your peers, there's a lot of contacts made there. And I mean, to this day, as of recording this, you know, we've been back now for over a week. I mean, we're still texting each other all the time, nonstop, about what's going on. And they're still talking to each other like, hey, I'm going to be in your area and you have a saw I'm kind of interested in. Do you mind if I pop in and just like check it out and like play around with it a bit? And they're like, absolutely. Come on down, come hang out. Like that type of networking stuff. There are so many fabricators there that mentioned to me that they didn't really have anything like that prior to this trip. And now they know for a fact they have a dozen or so different fabricators around the country that they could just call up, stop in their shop, hang out, you know, whatever, and then learn from, you know, pick their brain about or test out their machines or whatever else. And that alone is worth a lot.
Absolutely. Great. Well, overall, part one, part two, it sounds like it was a phenomenal trip.
Yes.
Like I said, lots of extensive planning. So kudos to the SFA and all those sponsor companies that were gracious hosts.
Absolutely. We truly, Stone World truly thanks you for, you know, inviting us out there and letting us be a part of it. You know, it's always cool. It's always fun. And like we mentioned in the last podcast, we will have photos, videos, you know, different written pieces, all that fun stuff. It all starts with podcasting. We're living in the future. So all of it starts with podcasting, but you will see more and more articles in the e-newsletter, website, the e-magazine, whatever else, kind of talking all about what we've talked about here, but you get to see videos and how things work and whatnot.
Absolutely, and highlights on our social media platforms.
Yes.
Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter.
Yes, all that stuff. So, all right, that was exhausting. I need another nap after having that talk. So,
like I said on the last one, it's exhausting listening to it all, but what a great trip. So,
yeah.
Welcome back. And I look forward to seeing all more highlights too.
Yes. It'll be good. It'll be exciting to get that out. And yeah, I guess that's everything. And then we'll be back probably not much longer to do next month's preview podcast. And then there's always another podcast. So.
There's always something around the corner. Exactly. So until next time.
All right. Take care, everyone.
Okay. Bye-bye.